I heard you were a limo driver in Los Angeles, California. Have you driven any famous people around?
Yeah, I've driven quite a few of them. I've driven Warren Buffett, one of the richest men in the world, Annie Duke, a professional poker player, Stone Cold Steve Austin, and I also drove Tony Hawk.
Do you have any fun stories from driving a limo?
Yeah, I worked for MTV for a while. I had to do a lot of game shows for them. But there was one contest where these guys dressed up as their wives, and they win contests. They win. I would take them to like skydiving and stunt driving and things like that, but they had to dress as their wives to win these contests, so they'd show up to my car dressed as women.
Did they involve you in their contests?
Yeah, I got to. They did a stunt driving class, and I got to do some stunt driving backwards and forward. They did plane acrobatics, and I wish I really could have done that one.
Did you get to see yourself on TV in those episodes?
Yeah, they always filmed us opening the door for them. It was always from our neck down.
So you weren't able to see your face on MTV?
No, I used to have to point it out, go, look, that's me.
What was your favorite part of driving a limo?
I got to drive a lot of celebrities down to like the Oscars and Tony Awards. I met a lot of famous people just in passing, but it was always a lot of fun to be in the big crowds and everything.
What were some of the limousines you drove?
I got to drive a 30-foot Chrysler 300, and my favorite one was a 40-foot Hummer with a hot tub in it.
Were there any other stories you would like to include?
Yeah, one of my favorite guys I ever got to drive was Damon Wayans, the comedian. I picked him up from the airport, took him to a comedy club with his manager, and they invited me to sit in the audience and with the manager, and she wrote notes down while he was seeing if they were funny or not. When he was done, he took us over to the movie theater. We watched the movie and everything, but he was really nice. And that was kind of a highlight of mine because I really liked him as a comedian. I have one other story. I did say I drove Warren Buffett, one of the richest men in forever, and I got him to his destination, the richest man. By the way, a few guys that didn't give me a tip, even though he's a multi-billionaire. But he gave me some really good advice about how to live life. He's a very simple man and really nice guy. That's kind of that with his wisdom that he imparted on me. So I guess his tip was the advice he gave me at the end.